words appear. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Present. In association with Sterling Creation, Dining with Donna. Sponsored by VIP Tech.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Donna Jodhan on the Dining with Donna show. This is week two of my very first attempt of having a cooking show. I am no cooking expert. I am no culinary chef. But you know, I love to cook and I love to eat. And I love to share the recipe that I have tried, created, and cooked with others. And I also share recipes that others have given to me that they have tried, they have bumbled like myself, and they have created. It's a mishmash of everything, a little bit of this and a little bit of that in Donna's dining kitchen. So let's jump aboard and have some fun. Let's have some entertainment. And I hope you enjoy my second week with you for the month of September. I want to thank my good friend Victor Guzia for again giving me this opportunity to do something different. And I hope, you know, you enjoy my cooking show. Like I said, I am no expert chef. I am no culinary artist. I'm just good old me who loves to have fun, loves to mix it up in my kitchen. And do a bit of this, do a bit of that. So, for this week, let's see what we have in store for you. We have, again, a recipe that is under 300 calories. It's a recipe that I found and tried out once or twice. It's called barley with currants and pine nuts. It's a sort of a different type of recipe. It's sort of out of whack a little bit in that it's not something that most people would want to try, but again, it's something that's worth trying, and try it out on yourself first, then try it out on your friends if it comes out the way it came out for me. Okay? So here are the tools and implements that you would need for this particular recipe. You need measuring spoons. It's a 4-spoon set that I use that consists of quarter teaspoon, half teaspoon, 3/4 teaspoon, and a teaspoon. Some sets may also have a tablespoon in it. I think mine does. I have to go back and check. But I bought mine several years ago at the home hardware store. Okay? You need measuring cups. It's usually about 4 measuring cups, and they don't necessarily need to be braille measuring cups. You have a quarter cup, half cup, 3/4 cup, and a full cup in this set. Again, I bought mine at the home hardware store, but you can also look for this in any kitchen store. Right? Alright, you need a paring knife or a fruit chopper, either of the two, a small skillet, and a pot spoon suitable for mixing things up in a hot pot, okay? A skewer, a crock pot, and the one that I use is, oh, the good old-fashioned one. You just have low and high, or high and low. So it depends on how you set your crock pot to what you want done. And let's throw in some mixing bowls for good measure. You may or may not need them, but let's see what happens as we go along. Okay? So here are the ingredients that you would need. 1 to 1.5 teaspoons of unsalted butter. So here's what I do. I go for the 1.5 teaspoons of unsalted butter. I measure with my 1 teaspoon, and then I measure with my 1/2 teaspoon, and I put that aside into a little bowl. Okay? Before moving on, I wash my teaspoon and my 1/2 teaspoon so that I don't get them contaminated with any other ingredients that I may have to use my measuring spoons for. Okay? Always a good idea to either wash them when you're done with them, or take a paper towel, alright? And you can add this to the things that you would need in order to carry out this recipe. Paper towel. Okay? 1 small onion, finely chopped. You can use either your paring knife if you're feeling in a good mood and want to work a bit more. Finely chop it, or put it into your little food chopper and chop it that way. You have 2 choices. Either use your paring knife and your cutting board and chop it up, or put it into your food chopper. It could be a hand chopper or an electric chopper. I use my little hand chopper to do this. Okay? You need 2 cups of fat-free reduced sodium chicken. And I think you can get this at the butcher in your supermarket. Ask him for, I think probably a chicken breast would do it. But you can ask him to show you how to get this reduced fat sodium chicken. Okay? You need a can of broth. Again, you will need to have a can opener on hand to open up your can. Okay? 1 1/2 cup of pearl barley. Again, you can buy that barley at the supermarket. Measure it carefully. 1 1/2 cup of pearl barley. Okay. 1 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay. Use your 1/2 teaspoon there and measure your salt. Okay. 1 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Okay. Again, every time you use a measuring spoon or even a measuring cup, make sure to either wash it out before you use it again, or take a paper towel and wipe it out thoroughly. Okay. So that ingredients don't get contaminated. 1/3 cup of turmeric. Now I cheat a bit. I put in 1/4 cup of turmeric because I don't have 1/3 cup in my kitchen. I don't have a cup that is 1/3. So I use 1/4 cup. I mean, it doesn't really affect things that much. Or you can, 1/3, let's go to 1/4, or you can even go to 1/2 cup, but that might be a bit too much. Let's stick with the 1/4 cup, okay? Alright, so let's move on here. All right. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay, so now you're ready to start cooking. Here we go. No, you're not quite ready to start. I am going to apologize. So, after the barley, 1 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, I think we've already said this. 1/3 cup of water. Okay. You now need 1/4 cup of pine nuts. Usually you buy the pine nuts in the package. Just pour it in into your 1/4 cup measuring cup, okay? Alright. Now it's time to cook. And my apologies one more time, but bearing in mind that the text of this recipe will be provided by Victor, so not to worry. If you're bored of listening to me, you'll get the text from Victor, alright? So not to worry your heads about that. Okay. Melt the butter in a small skillet over a medium-high heat. Melt the butter in a skillet over a medium-high heat. Add the onion and then use your spoon to cook and stir for 2 minutes until it is lightly brown. Now, for a blind or vision-impaired person, you may not be able to see that it is lightly brown. So take your spoon and pat the onion to make sure that it is not too tender or it is not too, you know, like feeling too rough or anything like that, all right? So you must know that it is cooked, okay? Or wait until you hear a sizzling sound, right? So again, if you can't see that it is lightly brown, use your spoon to help you discover whether it is cooked or not. Or if you hear a sizzling sound, you will know that it is either lightly brown or getting there. What I do is that I spread the onions out in my skillet and I just use my spoon to tap around my skillet to make sure that everything is okay, that the onion is not too tender, but it's not undercooked, okay? Or you can also test with a skewer if you want. All right, next you transfer to your crock pot. Add the broth, barley, salt, and pepper to the crock pot, okay? Then stirring your currants using your spoon, make sure everything is stirred in properly. Use your spoon to go around your pot, making sure everything is A-okay. But you then cover and cook on high for about 3 hours. Right? Cover and cook on low for 3 hours. When that is done, you stir in your pine nuts and serve immediately. Okay? I hope you like this recipe. Like I said, it's not for everybody, but I chose this recipe because I thought it would be kind of easy for us to go with. All right. This makes 4 servings. It's about 197 calories. Total fat is 8 grams. Saturated fat is 1 gram. Protein is 5 grams. Carbohydrates is 30 grams. Cholesterol is 4 milligrams. Fiber is 5 grams. And sodium is 228 milligrams. Now, like I said, if you're bored listening to my voice here, this recipe and all of the ingredients and all of the implements that you would need are available in text format that Victor will provide for you. Okay? And you may ask, well, when can I serve such a type of recipe? I usually serve this, and I've done this 2 or 3 times. I usually serve it just before the meal. It's a sort of an appetizer, but yeah, you can do it that way. Okay, now I'm going to leave you with a tip which you can use in your kitchen. And it's all about coming to the rescue when things go wrong. This one is all about pale gritty, but for a blind or vision impaired person, you may not really know if your gravy is pale, and I'm not sure how you really know unless a sighted person tells you this. But if a sighted friend comes along, a family member says, oh my gosh, my gravy is too pale, you can be the expert of the day and tell your friend or family member how to make or correct your pale gravy. You can color your gravy with a few drops of soy sauce. If you want to avoid, you know, the problem in the first place, you brown your flour and you brown the flour well before adding the liquid. This also helps to prevent lumpy gravy. Like I said, for a blind or vision impaired person, this may be a bit difficult, but you know what? You can be the expert of the day. And if a person comes and says, I have pale gravy, what do I do? You can certainly tell them what to do. Now, if you would like to get any of my tips for this week on coming to the rescue, you can get this by writing to me at askdonna@blindlife.gmail.com. That's askdonna@blindlife.gmail.com. And I would be pleased to send you any of my additional tips. I will send it to you in an email, or I can send it to you as an attachment in text format or word format, whatever you prefer. Okie dokie. It's another week in the book. I want to wish you a happy day, happy rest of the week, and happy cooking. Thank you, Victor, for giving me this opportunity to be with you one more time. And thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to your feedback. If you have any recipes that you want to share with me, please, why not? I'm Donna Jodhan, your Dining with Donna friend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
You can catch Dining with Donna Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?